Bushu and in a way Magani dug. Beshigo benesi aque indigo. Mang indu dame. Ga osisqua jime cog in doon jaba. Ga misqua wako cog inda. Elaine Fleming indition a cause. Bushu and welcome to History of Leech Lake. You know, it's a beautiful time of year. The birds have come back and they're singing and waking us up in the morning, seeing who can sing the loudest, calling for their mates. The plum trees, they've blossomed now and you can smell those blossoms. The marsh marigolds are bright and yellow and glowing, growing in those ditches and swampy areas that we have so much of on Leech Lake Reservation. Leech Lake Reservation, which is 50% water. We are a people of the water. And so I want to continue my show about Lavina Gail Marion, who came from a family who had their allotments on land along the Boy River, Sugar Point. And it's thought that they also had land out by Two Points. And Two Points was that first place, according to some of our migration scrolls, it was the first place where we raised our Midday Lodge here on Leech Lake, and we had our first village, a very famous and sacred place to the Ojibwe people of Leech Lake, Two Points. But Lavina, she was talking about her family. They had a family of 12. She had three sisters and six brothers. And she was born in 1942. And so many of us from that era, we had large families. And we were able to take care of our families. The things that we did during those times was we traveled together as a family. And we worked together. We played together. We swam together, riced together, picked berries. We gardened together. And so Lavina was talking about her brothers and sisters, and she was talking about the death of her siblings. She talked about her brother Chuck. He died when he was about 13 or 14 years old. And Chuck was out hunting with his father for deer. And he was up in a tree stand when he leaned back and he fell out of the tree and the gun went off and he was shot in the head and he died. A very tragic event for the family. Her brother Vernon died when he was 28 years old and he died from an accidental death from asphyxiation in a car. Her brother Ronald was 55 years old and living in Alaska when he died of a heart attack. And Bert Gale Jr., which was the oldest brother, he died when he was 76. He had complications of diabetes. His Bert Gale Jr., his Ojibwe name was Wabash Kigamash, which means white caps on water. And the first time that I talked to Lavina, she had a book that she showed me that she had made. And the cover of this book was quite beautiful. It was a picture of the white caps on Leech Lake. And it was from it was taken from Sand Beach. And she created this book for her brother, Bert Gale Jr., so that he could see and remember the family, because family is so important. And so it was interesting. She commented about Sand Beach there on Sugar Point, and she said that the white people call this beach Indian Beach, while the Ojibwe people called it Sand Beach. I was fortunate enough to be able to stop there when I was after I was visiting out there, and to see how beautiful it is this water, these lakes, this earth that we live on. But Lavina went on to talk about her youngest sister. Her name was Betty Lou, and she was 32 when she was killed. She was hit by a car, and then her sister Dolly was 59, and she died in 2000 from complications of rheumatoid arthritis. And I guess it's this thought that we who come from those different eras, the assimilation era, the Indian reorganization era, the termination era, that we had large families still. And yet we always managed somehow to take care of those families. And we did many things together. And so we experience the death of many family members as we get older and throughout our lifetimes because of our large families. Her, Lavina's oldest sister, Dolly Gale, she was born in 1940, and she was the last person born on Bear Island. And of course, Bear Island is that large island that is on the eastern end of Leech Lake, where many of our pillager band lived. So again, Lavina's family, they had allotment land along Boy River, Sugar Point, and out at Two Points. And there was an interesting story that she shared about the allotment land along the Boy River. She said that her brother, Daryl Gale, was working in the land department at the BIA in Bemidjigamog, Bemidji. And he found records on the allotment land along Boy River that had belonged to Bert Gale Sr., the father. And on this paperwork, it was written that Bert Gale Sr. was incompetent. So a non-Indian had bought that land. And Lavina remarked that her father, Bert Gale Sr., had never been incompetent his entire life. So Daryl did research, and along with the help of a friend, and after completing the research, they were able to get that land along Boy River returned to their family. And just an aside, that when we think about the Dawes Allotment Act was passed in 1887, and then enacted on our reservation beginning in 1889, that allotment land was supposed to be held in trust for at least 25 years so that we could learn, the Ojibwe people, we could learn how you take care of or how you manage, hold on to your fee land, because we were not landowners in that way. And so there were ways that were found, though, that they could break this 25-year hold on these allotments. And it would be eventually decided that if you were a breed, if you had any white blood in you, then that you were a competent person and that you could sell your land. And the full bloods were considered incompetent, then they couldn't sell their land. It would have to be held for them for 25 years, yet still there were ways found to sell the land and take that land from the full bloods. You know, in my own family, we have a grandma, my grandma, great-grandma Ida Frost, who was from Grand Portage. And she would go down from Indian City, and they would walk down to Grand Marais, and they'd get food down there. And she would always sign an X on the receipt for the food that she got. And but apparently one of the times she signed her X, she was actually signing away her allotment land. So I'm going to continue telling Lavina's story the next show that I have. Mi gwech bisandawiyek. Mi gwech meet you.